Welcome home, neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Bay Lake Tower,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
Hello and welcome to DVC Newscast. This is episode 145. I am Shannon, and today we've got Pete.
Hello.
And Sue.
Hi there.
Now, Sue, you haven't been able to join us the last couple times, so excited to have you back here.
Well, I'm excited to be back. Done with vacation till the end of this month.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. So, well, before we get into today's show, and obviously we are talking about D23, let's just give a quick shout out to today's sponsor, and that is Monera Financial. So if you are looking to purchase a resale contract, or maybe you are looking to refinance your existing contract, definitely hit up our friends at Monera Financial. They can help you out with all your DVC financing needs. So, I have been in back to school mode. So while I have seen some of the D23 stuff, I am just going to pass it off to Pete because you know more than I do.
Yeah, I was dumb enough to stay up last night till 12:30 in the morning listening to everything. But it was eventful. I mean, I was there in 2019 when there was a lot of news about Epcot that got announced. Last year, I watched the live stream, and two years ago, and that one was the really lame one. If everybody remembers, where they were like, oh, we might be doing this and we might be doing that. So it was interesting. So what we're going to talk about here were all attractions that were either confirmed. And when we say confirmed, they're things that we knew about before, but you know, they're still on the books, or announced, which there was a lot of new things announced at the D23 panel on Saturday, August 10th. Josh DeMauro was very specific at the beginning to say none of these items are blue sky at this time, but are all in active development. Now
that term blue sky, was that a Disney term, or is that like a Disney vlogger term?
It was originally a Disney term. It's now used outside of Disney. Blue sky really just means it's just a concept.
Right.
Blue sky is basically like you sit around and you go, well, it'd be nice if we did this, and it would be nice.
But
I've
heard the term before, but I've never heard a Disney person state it. That's the reason why I was asking.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a Disney term. It's
okay.
In fact, the out in California Adventure for a short time they had, which is now actually the DVC center that's at Disney California Adventure, that area was actually called the Blue Sky Cellar for a while, and they were presenting new things that were going to be coming to California in that. So to me, even though he said active development, that to me still doesn't necessarily mean that it's 100% going to happen.
I agree.
Like, you know, going back to the Epcot thing, they announced a ride for Mary Poppins in England in Epcot, and they had drawings and concept art and, you know, layouts and everything, and it still didn't happen. So I feel like we're not guaranteed all of these things will happen.
Correct.
At this stage. But it really just reflects on they have firm plans in place. I think some of these are firmer than others. Let's just say that, right? The one thing to say, and this is actually pretty common, is they didn't have any announcements directly related to DVC. They do have a DVC booth there, and they did show a few new concept images of the Polynesian Tower. It appears that they're going to have a sit down restaurant in the tower there on the first floor. And then they also showed some concept art for the splash pad, which is going to be Moana themed, and the pool. But that's kind of all we got for DVC. None of the announcements were related to DVC. And for those that were hoping for it. There was no announcement on Reflections or the replacement for Reflections or anything like that. So
that didn't surprise me though.
No,
I wasn't expecting, because between the cabins, which I did just stay there, so we will probably mention that at the end, but and then with Polynesian opening, I don't think they want to distract from those two, you know, going to be.
That's what I thought too. Even if they're going to do Reflections or decided to, they're not going to have that overshadow the Poly Tower at this stage.
Exactly.
Right.
So I agree. So,
all right. So I'm going to kind of go park by park as opposed to the order they announced them. I just think that's a little more convenient. So what we'll do is I'll tell you what's coming to the park, and then we can talk about, is this a big deal? Or not, and do we think it's actually going to happen? So Epcot, there was not much at all. They talked about Test Track version 3 is reopening sometime in 2025. They didn't share any additional details beyond what we've already seen or even new concept art. It was the same concept art we saw before. Continue to describe it as inspired by the old Horizons ride. And then the other thing they mentioned is that Spaceship Earth Lounge is planning to open sometime in 2025. From what we know, there's an existing VIP lounge that is at the back of. I don't know if it's the back. Can you call it the back of the round thing?
Well, it faces the World Showcase.
Yeah, it faces the World Showcase. That's a good way to say it. But there's a lounge there that's above the exit area, and it was used for the previous sponsors. I know Siemens had a VIP lounge there for visitors and things like that, but apparently they're converting it to an actual accessible, and they had a photo of, or they had a concept of it, so it's going to be like a bar lounge type thing. Mm-hmm. My guess is very limited food items, and
they'll probably have a fireworks party every night, and that will be the big moneymaker.
That's probably what they'll do, is they'll have an extra charge for, you know, maybe even like some sort of dessert party instead of having like food, so they don't have to have a kitchen or anything like that.
If you think about the dessert party, because I did the dessert party one time when it was the Frozen one with Illuminations, mm-hmm. and it was great, but if it was weather dependent.
Right.
So, you know, if it was raining, even it was like drizzling, but there was no lightning and the show went on, you know, it still went on, and you're sitting outside in the rain, you know, and that would happen. So I think that would be great. I mean, I thought I would pay money for that to be indoors and watch the fireworks. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. I got to agree with you here. They got to be planning some sort of, you know, at 7 o'clock or something, or 7:30, they close it. And then the rest of the evening it's for a dessert party or some sort of, you know, snacks and drinks along with, you know, for $79 a person or more, maybe more. Yeah,
$79.
It's not a huge area. We use that when I worked for Disney. We also use that for some of the projects. We would use it for project team meetings, and the view from up there is spectacular. It really is, but it's not a huge venue. So I could see where, yes, with the fireworks, a certain cost associated with it, and it's private only to those number of people, and they'll have a good time.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah. I think it's great.
Yep.
So that's literally all we got for Epcot. I think it's not a stretch to say both these things will happen. You know, obviously Test Track is already closed, and you know, good news to hear that it's not going to be an extended closure. I mean, there were rumors about a year, and, you know, again, right now they're just saying sometime in 2025. So they're not giving an exact date, but, you know, I think we can say with confidence, you know, a year to a year and a half closure. You know, and so, and again, I think we already knew this. They probably weren't going to redo the track, right?
Right.
It's still going to be the same ride vehicles. It's just going to be rethemed for the second time, third time. I don't know how many times, but yeah. So any other comments on these? Looking forward to
the lounge is already there, so they don't have to do much to that.
No, I assume they're just going to spit and polish it, make it look really nice. And
yeah. Okay. That sounds great.
All right. Moving on to Animal Kingdom. A lot of this was already announced or hinted at the Destination D that happened last year. But Zootopia, Zoogether,
yeah.
Yep.
Will replace It's Tough to Be a Bug at the Tree of Life. Opening is next winter, and I think that probably means December 2025 or thereabouts. I've had arguments with friends about what does this winter versus next winter mean? Like, is the coming winter next winter or is it, but I just don't see it opening in 6 months type thing. I mean, it shouldn't take long to change over the movie for sure, but it really is kind of themed to bugs. So I assume they got to like redo the theater a little bit and everything like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyone excited for this or?
Ryder really loves Zootopia. So he didn't always, but he recently, I think he watched it in summer camp and now he's all in on this. Now we saw It's Tough to Be a Bug, not this last trip, but the trip before in November. And he hadn't seen it since he was little. He really enjoyed it, but I don't even think he's ever seen A Bug's Life. So he really likes Zootopia, very excited. Every time we go do the animation experience, it's usually a character from Zootopia. So he's actually very excited about this. So, you know, when an 8-year-old is excited about something like that's a movie type thing, that's a good thing.
Yep. Yep.
I agree.
Yeah. And I really like Zootopia too. It's actually, you know, I'm never super keen on sequels, but to me, it's one of the few movies that Disney has had that like, oh, there's more there's more stories to tell there, you know? Right. So I think I'm looking forward to, I think the sequel is supposed to be in 2026. So this will kind of time with that sequel. So it sort of makes sense. And I get like, as you say, I don't think A Bug's Life has held a lot of kids' imaginations like so many other Pixar movies have.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So right. I do think this will happen for sure, but I personally think it's a good thing. It's the show's okay, but it's, you know, it's not great and it scares little kids. And, you know, I don't think too many people are going to be upset at this.
Yeah.
This one might make some people upset, is that the Tropical Americas replacement of Dinoland is a go. Work is actually supposed to begin this fall. So you're going to start seeing construction and teardown and things like that very, very soon. Expected completion is 2027. The big things here are Dinosaur will become an Indiana Jones attraction. What made me very happy about this announcement is they said it will be a different story from the one in California. Which I really hoped it was going to be, especially since it's the same track and the same vehicles. So I was really hoping they weren't just going to be, oh, let's just duplicate it, you know?
Yeah.
So this is good to see. And then in addition to that, the other major attraction there is going to be an Encanto-themed dark ride where you will enter the Casita Madrigal on the day that Antonio receives his gift. So that was a time during the movie itself. The concept art to me looked like it might be an Omnimover style attraction.
I got the same impression.
Yeah. So that would indicate like, you know, traditional Disney dark ride, not trackless ride.
Right.
And I would say the good thing about that is Animal Kingdom has very little for little kids.
Yes.
And you know, this is a movie that little kids love. You know, I go to Disney on Ice now. At this point, I'm dragging Ryder there. But, you know, used to see all you saw was little girls dressed up as Elsa. Now you're starting to see a lot more girls dressed up as Mirabelle. So it's definitely taking over that Frozen
yeah,
Monopoly.
This is a very popular IP for.
But there were times that we would skip when Ryder was little. There was times we would skip until Pandora.
Yeah,
we really skipped Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, no, so. I mean you're right. Animal Kingdom is not great for little ones. I mean, there's stuff to do there, no doubt. The two shows, the Nemo show, the Lion King shows, are both really good. But yeah, it's I kind of agree. When you think of the rides there, other than the safari, what is there for little kids?
Just the playground in Dinoland that they.
And
have.
Honestly, yeah. When my son was little, he's still not big on the safari. But when he was little, like a toddler age, he didn't like the safari because they were so he preferred Jungle Cruise.
Yeah,
because it
was so bumpy.
Not even that. Just because the animals were so far away,
right?
So when you're that little, you know, they don't really understand. Whereas, you know, the animals were really up close at Jungle Cruise. They were fake, but you know, he didn't know the difference.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yep. So there's going to be a central plaza that will be called the Puebla I'm not going to say this. I'm terrible.
Esperanza. Puebla Esperanza. Yeah. My husband's Cuban. What can I say?
Okay. Well, as I said, I don't know why that one, the Spanish language, I am bad at. So, but thank you. But anyways, it means City of Hope. And there will be a third ride there, which is a carousel. And it's supposed to be have like the horses on the carousel are supposed to be different Disney horses from different properties.
I love that.
I think is a very cool idea for sure.
Love that because I grew up riding horses. I grew up with Arabian horses, used to ride competitively. And that I just absolutely love. It's just, I think that's just a great idea.
Yeah. You get like the horse from Sleeping Beauty or from Tangled or from, you know, just, Mulan. I mean, there's so many, even if you don't know the names of them, there's so many different horses from different Disney movies. I think this is a really cool concept.
The only thing I can see with that, where it would be as a challenge as a parent, is that you have a child that wants, you know, a certain horse. And you know, you might have to wait a ride to get that horse. But
I'm kind of hoping that each of the horses, there might be two or three of each.
Right.
So that it won't be as hard to get any of the individual ones. And then the last thing is a quick service restaurant, which they stated will be one of the largest in Disney World. This is replacing Restaurantosaurus, which is a pretty big quick service restaurant. So it's probably not actually changing in size. But the theming is said to be Colombian inspired. So that was the only announcement for Animal Kingdom. So what do you think? Do you like this replacement? Do you like Dinosaur going away? What's the deal?
We like Dinosaur. We ride Dinosaur every time. We like it, you know. But this last time Ray skipped it. So I just rode it with Ryder, and you know we like it, but especially when you do the pre-show, you realize, oh, this is really, you know, Felicia Rashad. Like this attraction. You don't realize how old it is until you see the pre-show.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, Felicia Rashad looks really good. So not that she doesn't look good now, but she's definitely a lot younger in that video.
Yeah.
We like it. We always enjoy it. I know some people were talking about, I watched somebody that said that they saw that it was broken down. We wrote it. It was middle of the day and everything worked properly. There was there was nothing not working, but you know, we know, and we're not going to miss it. Like, we're not going to be like, oh, like we like Test Track where we went and did a special trip just to ride Test Track one more time.
Yeah.
We won't do that for this ride. We enjoy it, but it's also, I think it's time.
Yeah. What about you, Sue?
I think it's going to be a fresh look. I can't wait to actually see it in motion. The thing I was a little taken back with is Tropical Americas. I mean, I get it, but this is Animal Kingdom and it's different animals. And so I don't know if there could have been a different name to it. I think that's why I'm waiting to see that Indiana Jones attraction, how that fits in.
Yeah, that's a good question, right? Because Indiana Jones fits with Tropical Americas, but he doesn't quite fit with animals.
Right.
And another question comes up is, are we going to get any animals in this area?
Right. Yeah.
Honestly, right now there aren't I think there's like an alligator or crocodile exhibit.
Yeah.
Next to dinosaur. But other than that, there's really no animals in this area right now because it was themed to dinosaurs.
Right.
So it'll be interesting, but I would kind of hope that we might get, you know, some kind
of. And I wonder what they're going to do with the Boneyard.
Yeah, they didn't really talk about that, right? So
I mean, I really hope they just retheme it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, again, it is my Ryder loved that when he was little. And
Adriana did too.
Yeah. So I would hate to see, because so many of the playgrounds have gone away.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to see that stay in some form. Obviously, maybe retheme it or, you know, but I would like to see that, but hopefully, you know, time will tell.
Yeah. Well, you definitely could keep it and just retheme it, I would think.
Right.
And they could put in some tropical birds in the, in that whole area, especially near Encanto. I mean, you could have some macaws and you could have some different kinds of birds on display.
And you could have a capybara. Those are South American. Yep.
Right.
There's definitely some animals. I would love to see a capybara. I love those.
They're so cute.
They are. Yeah. There's definitely, they don't take up a lot of space and they don't need a lot of space as far as like, you know, for an animal enclosure and stuff. But yeah, I hope that they do have some animals there just to keep in theme with Animal Kingdom.
Correct.
And then to incorporate it. But I think it's all good. I know a lot of people are going to miss Dino Land, but I liked Primeval World, but I hadn't ridden it in years because it was always down. But
right.
I liked it. But I also I think now if I rode it now, I probably would hate it. But I rode it. I rode it in my 30s, and I loved it. So I probably would change my mind now. But I think it's good.
I think I've ridden Primeval World other places. It just wasn't called that. It was an off-the-shelf coaster with some mild. Actually, it was probably the only Disney ride in history that was themed to another Disney ride, because it was actually, if you looked at it, it was actually themed to Dinosaur. Like the story of the ride was the story of Dinosaur.
Correct.
Just with like cutouts and stuff. So it may be the only Disney ride that was themed to another Disney ride.
That's funny.
Well, the other thing I'm looking forward to them getting rid of are the Games of Chance.
Yeah.
You know, when they first put them in there, I just kind of thought, well, you're nickel and diming people. I mean, this isn't a carnival. Disney never had that intent. So it'll be nice to see those go away.
Yeah. I agree.
Yep.
So they were fun during Moonlight Magic.
Yes.
Yeah, and at some point we did it because we had to get a stuffed dinosaur. So it did work.
Yep.
Yeah, we did the same thing.
Yeah. So moving on to Hollywood Studios, this was probably the biggest oh my gosh of the night. That I don't think anyone was really expecting, but there's been the announcement of a Monsters, Inc. themed land.
Yay!
At Hollywood Studios. Work is beginning in 2025, so it's not, you know, they're looking to start construction very soon. There's no target date announced for opening. They didn't talk a lot about what's going to be there, except they focused on that guests will be able to tour the Laugh Factory. And this will be the first ever suspended coaster in a Disney park. So it'll be like they had a couple concept images, but like bucket seats suspended underneath the track. And of course, it's all based on that 2001, the original movie where they ride the doors through the back of the Monsters, Inc. And, you know, I think everybody saw that movie and thought, oh my gosh, we got to get a theme park ride out of this. It almost happened a couple of times. I don't know how aware you two are of this, but where Toy Story Mania ended up going, there was actually very, very close to announcement that was going to be a Monsters, Inc. door coaster ride, and it never went forward. They ended up doing Toy Story Mania instead, and you know, so instead we waited another, you know, 15 years.
Right.
But we don't know anything else about that. It is being described as a land, so I don't think it's just going to be a ride. To me, a land should probably have at least two rides to be called a land.
Yes. It used to be three.
Yeah.
A land had to have three attractions, and now they're down to two.
Yeah.
And that's true. Yep.
But, and they did not talk about where it's going. Theories are either at the launch bay and animation building area.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Or over, I've seen also over Grand Avenue where the Muppets and Star Tours are. I think the likelihood of them taking out Star Tours is zero.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't see them, with all the investment they've put in Grand Avenue, doing that anytime soon. Especially since they just redid the Muppets Theater.
Right.
Unless one arm didn't know what the other arm was doing here with this, but it seems to make a lot more sense to go in like the Launch Bay area.
Yep. The first thing I did was pulled up the map I went into Google Maps and looked at the map, and I looked at the two areas, and Animation Courtyard, if you go over there, there's just nothing there anymore, right? I mean, the characters are there sometimes. They're not even there that often.
Yeah.
So Voyage of the Little Mermaid is going to be reopening soon, but it hasn't reopened. Star Wars Launch Bay, we went in there in June. Ryder and I went there to look for the free Chase Visa, and I was just like, wow, this thing is so big. Like, you just walk and we got lost. And then also looking that even next to that is the old animation building. So it's like, oh yeah, that's totally where it's going. Yeah. That's the rumor where I heard.
Yeah.
And that's yep. when you look at on the map and you pull it up, you see how much how much real estate that is. That's where it makes sense.
Yeah. There's still some of the backlot tour behind there too.
Yeah.
Right.
So, so there's ton of room. Actually back when they announced Toy Story Land and Star Wars Land, there were rumors that that was going to be a third land at the time, and it just never got announced. I don't know. This one, I kind of feel like could not happen, but they are saying work beginning next year. So I'm hoping, unless something major happens in the next year, I do think all this stuff at in Florida is a response to Epic Universe. And
yes.
Magic Kingdom, especially, we'll be talking about that. I feel fairly confident this is going to happen. I only worry if it'll be like very limited, like just one ride or something like that. I really hope they at least get a second ride in there, even if it's just a spinner or something like that. You got to have something else.
Well, the suspended coaster looks amazing.
Yeah.
The thought was for a long time that it was going to replace, the Door coaster was going to replace, Rock and Roller Coaster. And, but I'm glad to see that, while that will probably be rethemed at some point, it didn't make sense to me that it was a Door coaster. I think a Door coaster makes total sense, but the suspended coaster makes total sense. Like that, it makes sense to be a suspended coaster. It'll be the first one. So this I'm very excited about.
I am too. I think it's going to look neat.
Yeah. And I
would think that I would think that it'll be more of a family type coaster given that it's Monsters, mm-hmm. Inc. Like, yeah. I don't think it's going to be, and then it's plus it's going to be indoors. So I think it's going to be probably like height requirement of like Slinky Dog. That's what I think, but I still think it'll be great.
Yeah. I was just about to say the same thing. There was some immediate responses like, oh, this is going to replace Rock and Roller Coaster, but I don't think you would make a Monsters, Inc. coaster that is the thrill level of Rock and Roller Coaster. This is going to be a family attraction. Yep. I mean, yeah, maybe there's, as you say, a height requirement, 40 inches or something like that. But I think this is going to be a milder coaster that you can take your 6-year-old on versus Rock and Roller Coaster that, I don't know, maybe you can take your 6-year-old on that. I couldn't take mine on it. Let's put it that way.
Ryder was seven.
But mine's 21. She still hasn't gone on Rock and Roller Coasters.
Oh, that's Ryder's favorite. That's Ryder's favorite now. Except yeah. I will tell you, it just reopened. And of the three times we wrote it, twice it didn't have music.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was like, oh, didn't they just redo this one? But yeah.
Yeah. I would love a re-theme of that ride, but I don't know. What
yeah, especially now that Steve and Tyler can't sing anymore. Yeah. So I think it's probably sooner rather than later. But I think its days are numbered as Rock and Roller Coaster.
As Rock and Roller Coaster, yeah.
Yeah.
And then so the other thing from that park, not huge, but a new story coming to Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run that will be based on The Mandalorian and Grogu. And they've indicated that this is probably going to coincide. There's a movie with those characters coming in 2026, so to expect it to also come in 2026. So it'll be the same ride, just a different story. And you know, I think that's how they designed it, was to be able to do that. And so I think that's great.
Yeah. Well, it keeps it fresh.
Yep.
So, all right. Magic Kingdom. Now, this I think might be the most interesting stuff truth be told. And this first one may be my favorite thing, even though it certainly isn't the biggest thing. But they did announce a new nighttime parade coming summer next year, 2025, called Disney Starlight. And it's going to have all new floats and everything. And also they showed a couple concept pieces. Going to be hosted by the Blue Fairy, and it will incorporate at least some of the music from Wishes will be incorporated into the show. It's been killing me that there's no nighttime parade at Magic Kingdom. And I almost was more thrilled by this announcement. I think I'm getting older. That it's like, oh, a new roller coaster or a parade. The parade. So I don't know. What do you both think? I mean, I hate them not having a nighttime parade.
I agree with you, Pete. I mean, to me, having that nighttime parade was kind of the kiss goodnight, especially when you had kids with you and they had to be home earlier to be put to bed. But I miss the nighttime parade, and the 3 o'clock parade is, you know, sometimes you just want to ride the rides at that time, but the nighttime.
We're never there at 3 o'clock. I mean, we're not, that's the heat of the day.
Right.
We're never there. Yeah.
And the nighttime parade with all the lights when it's dark, that's the magic of the Magic Kingdom.
Right.
Now, so the interesting thing here is the only nighttime parades that we've experienced with Ryder have been at the parties. Because there hasn't been a nighttime parade since Ryder was born. And we really didn't go. We went a lot, but I don't remember the nighttime parade, to be honest. Like, I don't remember them. I remember them when I was little, but I don't remember them in recent years, because when I went, it was like with friends and they were not going to watch a parade. Like, we were there to ride rides.
Yep.
So I'm very excited about this. My question is this, are they going to be getting rid of the 3 o'clock parade? And I suspect they will.
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. That's too traditional parade. Yeah, no, I don't think they will. I do know, you know, we have some friends that are cast members or that are ex-cast members that are still friends with cast members. And this announcement was like in the cast member group, it was all like, yay, overtime.
Right.
But, you know, I don't think they're going to remove the daytime parade. I think that's quite popular too.
Yeah.
So I'm with you, Shannon. I'm not a big fan of it during the middle of the day. It's too hot. I'm not, you know, the only, actually though, I will say, like, they've been running it at noon also, and we've stumbled across it at noon, and that parade, that the daytime parade is to me like a stumble across thing, right? It's like, oh
yes,
the parade's about to go by. Let's watch it. you know, and other than that, I will not go out of my way to wait for the daytime parade, but the nighttime parade, I will be lining up. You know, when our daughter was little, her first parade was Spectromagic, which I adored. And then they had Main Street Electrical Parade that we saw several trips, which to me was not as special, but I know people loved it. I've seen
paint.
Yeah. And there's great parts to it. So I never was a big fan of Baroque Hoedown. too much of an earworm. I've seen Paint the Night, which is stunning out in California. And they didn't run it for a very long time, but I was able to see that a few times. So I am very excited about with what they're able to do with lights now versus, you know, 15, 20 years ago when the last two parades were, last updated. This is going to be fantastic. So I'm really excited about this.
Yeah.
I am too.
Yeah. So then the other things, this was confirmed, the Pirates of the Caribbean themed tavern. That's really at the Tortuga Tavern location. The more concept art was shared, but this is something that had been discussed previously. So it wasn't a new announcement per se, but hard to tell from it this if it's going to be a place to go and eat or a place to go and drink, which you wouldn't think a place to just go and drink in Magic Kingdom. But I don't know. They've already put it into most of the table service restaurants. Right. So, you know, how far you go down that path, I don't know.
Well, if you think about the thing is with specifically Magic Kingdom, you have to go to a table service restaurant to get a drink.
Right.
So I think it's very smart that they're doing this because there are people that will, you know, with the exception of Be Our Guest and Cinderella's Royal Table, will go and take up a table at Tony's or at, you know, Skipper Canteen to have a drink. And maybe they'll have like a light bite, but maybe they just want a drink. And, you know, so I think that makes sense because if they're going to keep it where they're not going to have, like, you can just go get a drink and like you can in the other parks, I think it makes sense because, you know, then it's one, I think it's a great place to just go and get a drink. But then two, it's not taking away from the table surface and especially from those servers that rely on, you know, the tips and everything. And they're, you know, they're not, you know, actually serving a true table.
Yep. And so then the two big things, and I'm going to kind of put these both together, even though they don't really belong together. Two new Cars themed attractions coming to Frontierland. One will be an off-road rally type of race that goes over mountains and past geysers and through mud holes. The second ride will be more of a for the whole family type ride. So think of a probably more like Mater's Junkyard Jamboree out in California, something that you can take your little kids on. Construction to begin on that in 2025. And then the big announcement right at the end was a villains themed land with only one image shown. Announcement was two attractions, dining and shopping. No date on it starting, no date on it opening. They can choose to not call this Blue Sky, but it sure felt Blue Sky to me because it was basically, we're going to do a villains theme land. No details though. Sorry.
Yeah.
What do you think of Cars fitting in Frontierland? Because it's not a Cars.
I don't like Cars because I just don't feel like there's a lot of Pixar. I like Magic Kingdom doesn't have that much Pixar. There obviously is some Pixar, but it's minimal and it's kind of, you know, like Monsters for Laughing, etc. But I'm fine with it. You know, it's all becoming jumbled. If it's done right, and they do it, you know. But I think the one thing we can all agree on is that Tom Sawyer's Islands days are numbered.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the stuff I've seen says that's probably where this goes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And there's a good sized piece of land in back of that. So
true. Like, so I think that's going to be the village land, but I think Cars will be where Tom Sawyer's Island is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
though I would say it could be kind of cool if it was like on the island. I don't know that the island's big enough, but you know,
to get to the island is hard. I mean,
but you make a bridge to the island and then, you know, that bridge is kind of like your entry into the world of Cars or whatever, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the best way to, I mean, it's not a great fit, you know, even having it be Western cars, it's kind of a little bit of a force. But yeah, I don't know. It's no more of a force than Indiana Jones in Animal Kingdom. So,
yeah.
Well, I think though having the boat there, the Liberty Bell, right now it goes around that river, and you've got the story with the settlers and the Indians. And I think that that boat's going to have to go away. The waterway's going to have to go away.
Yeah, I think the whole thing's going to go away. I'm sure there's people that will be upset by that because it's an original.
I could see the boat staying, like maybe they keeping a portion of the water and then just keeping the boat there just as a steady, you know, where you can go on it and stuff. But I, again, not that I'm saying that's going to happen. I could see that happening where it's not going away completely, but yeah, I think definitely the island's going away.
Yeah. And these two things to me are the most up in the air.
Oh, totally.
The response at the D23 to the Cars announcement was not positive. to keep it kind, I think people were like, oh, okay. Versus the Villains Land, which everybody went completely nuts for.
Right.
So I could see them with that response to the Cars theme, them going, oh, is this a really good idea? So, and again, the Villains theme is also still so nebulous. Not to say they're not going to do it. And, you know, this is kind of where I thought, oh, here's why are you finally doing a Villains themed land? Because Epic Universe is doing a Monsters themed land.
Right.
And yeah, you're trying to compete with Epic Universe in whatever way you can with all these, you know, basically that's what all these new lands are trying to do is to, you know, I very much think that Disney, similar to when Harry Potter opened, they decided very purposely not to compete with Epic Universe in 2025 and instead focus on how can we compete with them 2 or 3 years down the road once right. The newness has worn off. And that's what all these things are, you know, and it's probably also a matter of like, you know, you notice all these things, construction begins 2025. It's all the same workers, right? I mean, they probably can't get them right now until they finish off on Epic Universe. So I think they're going to hire all those people, you know, but to me, as I said, I feel like these two are the most nebulous. If someone was going to say what things that they announced for Magic Kingdom aren't going to happen, it's these two that I don't think something will happen, but I could see this changing. It maybe not being Cars themed. It may be being all Villain themed or, you know, something else. I feel like this might turn into something different. What do you guys think?
You could have Cruella de Vil's car ride where it's going through the puddles and at a fast speed and, you know, trying to get the puppies. The scene in the movie is very dramatic, and that's mud holes and that's going up and down hills. And I mean, that would fit in to the Villains.
Yeah. I think they're much better off investing in the Villains than Cars, at least in Magic Kingdom.
I think the only problem that I see is the complaints that people have about Magic Kingdom being too crowded. And so now you're putting in some more attractions, which are going to bring more people, which is just going to increase the number of people in that park. It's not going to alleviate lines. It's not going to make the experience better because everyone's going to want to go there and see these things. And I just wish Disney would put in a fifth park.
Yeah, I'm less interested in a fifth park, but I'm kind of with you. I mean, I get why you want some new stuff in Magic Kingdom, but why this much new stuff?
Yeah.
Because exactly what you're saying. Okay, yeah, it's already the most crowded park, so now it's going to be even more crowded, and yeah, it'll have some more capacity, but you're still going to have that problem that everybody's right. going to want to go here. It's going to, it's, you know, you're not driving people to the other parks. And, you know, they redid Animal Kingdom several years ago, somewhat successfully, but not complete. You know, it's still the fourth most popular park. You know, had this huge redo in Epcot, and I don't feel like that's been all that effective in terms of driving people over there. The Hollywood Studios one, I think, has been the most successful for sure. That park has definitely come up the list. I think it's still a little behind Epcot in terms of numbers, but it's very neck and neck, whereas it used to be more neck and neck with Animal Kingdom. So. Right.
Well, they both used to be half day parks, Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. And I think they've successfully made Hollywood Studios a full day park already. And adding even more, I think is better, especially if they're adding, because if there's any complaint about Hollywood Studios right now, it's that there's still a lot of stuff that's more for older kids. You know, I think they did really well with Toy Story Land. So it's not that unbalanced, and even the Runaway Railway. So it's not as unbalanced as it used to be, but I think, you know, some more kid-friendly stuff would be great.
I agree.
So any other comments about Florida? Because that's all we got. We didn't get anything outside of the parks themselves. Nothing about new resorts or, you know, new things at Disney Springs or...
Well, I think you have to... say with Disney World, the only new resorts are DVC.
Right.
Well, this is true. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no new resorts. I think that's just kind of the case going forward. There's not going to be new resorts unless it's DVC.
Yeah. I mean, I was looking at that. There's been one new resort this century at Disney that wasn't DVC.
That was Art of Animation.
That's right? Art of Animation, yeah. Right?
Which was already started. So correct. It was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really something to think about that it's been a long time since they've put, and it sort of surprises me. I keep thinking they need more, you know, value accommodations to drive people on site. But whatever, you know.
But I don't think if you look at where Disney's going. Mm-hmm. The value isn't the value, right? Like it's not a value. The values are, you know, I mean, I was trying to book one for, you know, possibly going to one of the parties and for the Christmas parties, and it was $198, and that was with the Florida rate discount.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was an All-Star Sports. So the values now, again, November is still Christmas time, but still it's not a value. It's,
right.
But then they don't want that customer anymore. Like those are the people that they don't necessarily want. You know, they're not that they don't want them. There's a value there. They want those people in the parks because they are going to spend money and they are going to buy merchandise. But at the same time, the people that they are targeting are the deluxe because those are the people that are going to buy the multi-pass. Those are the people that are going to buy the single pass. Those are the people that are going to eat on site, not pack up, you know, an Uncrustable. That's the clientele that they want on site. So they're not going to, they're not going to build it. There's no more moderates or values. Like go to Universal for that.
Yeah. I mean, you're completely right. The value resorts for the cost to stay at them are not, they're not nice enough to be 200. I mean, I realize costs have gone up everywhere, but to pay $200+ a night to stay in one of those value rooms is almost ridiculous.
You know, I stayed in one night. Now the one I stayed one night with Ryder, I think it was like $150, and you know, parking is now included. Now when parking was extra, that was a joke, because then it right. becomes like, okay, now that parking is now included again, that makes sense. So because I was pricing other, you know, off-site, and off-site didn't make sense because there was resort fees and there was parking. And even if you got like a $99, you know, it does add up. So, you know, I honestly, let's be honest, Ryder prefers the values. Yeah. Like there was one time we did a split stay at All-Star Movies and one at Grand Floridian, the DVC Grand Floridian, and he preferred All-Star Movies. So
yeah, I can totally picture that. It's more kid friendly for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but you know, but yeah, but.
Anyway, but in a couple more years, he'll be happy to be DVC. Don't worry.
Oh, yes, trust me. No, he was loving the cabin, as were we.
Yeah.
We did love. There's definitely pros and cons, and I do plan on creating a video, but he definitely loved the new DVC cabins at Fort Wilderness.
Yeah, for sure. I think actually we should probably wait till our next episode for to give you some time to talk about the cabins. Because I'm
there's too much this episode. This is too much.
It's too much because we haven't even gotten to Disneyland.
I know.
So let's dive into Disneyland. So the Disneyland park itself, nothing much there. The big news was a show in the Main Street Opera House that will have the first ever animatronic of Walt Disney himself.
Neat.
They're doing that for the 70th anniversary. Yeah, I know. That's pretty cool, right? I think that's cool.
Yep.
Don't you?
I think so. I think it'll be like, to me, that's not something that I would go out to Disneyland for, but it's something it does make me, as soon as it's up and running, I know riders really going to want to see that.
Yeah, and I've never seen great, even though I'm like a Disney history buff, I've never seen Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. I will 100% go to see this.
Absolutely.
And the nice thing is, it's even though initially it's going to be playing all the time, they actually, it's actually going to be played in rotation with Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. And I guess they're going to put a rotating stage in so they can turn it to do one or the other.
Makes sense. So
it's not getting rid of great, you know, that piece of history. So I think that's cool. No specific date was given for this, but again, 70th anniversary is coming, next, isn't it July, right? Isn't that the anniversary?
Yeah. July 17th.
Yeah.
I think it's July 17th.
So my guess is July, that's when it'll come. And then the other announcement for Disneyland was Tiana's Bayou Adventure will open November 17th, 2024 in California. So for those on the West Coast, if you have not ridden it in Florida, which I have not, but I'm also not going to apparently ride it in California because I'm going in October. unless they have previews like a month ahead of time.
Opening.
But yeah, maybe. But that's all we got for Disneyland Park. The big news was all saved for California Adventure. They announced just about the first announcement actually was Avatar Land, which will be themed to the second and the third movies. The third movie is coming out next December, and they didn't indicate when it's going to be built, where it's going to be built, exactly what's going to be in there, but they did say it's going to be different from Florida, and they showed images of a boat ride. And from what I can see, and then since I've seen others say this as well, this looks like it's going to be very similar to the Shanghai Pirates of the Caribbean attraction, which is a very different ride from the normal Pirates of the Caribbean attraction. There's a lot of projection screen domes and things like that. So it looks like it's going to be, you know, that next level technology boat ride. A lot of boat rides overall announced in California. And then they also announced a Coco boat ride attraction, which would be a dark ride. So thinking probably, you know, like Small World type ride. That work is set to begin in 2026. So it's
to me, not, that one was the most blue sky.
It could change. And it still kind of struck me that it's like, why is this also not going into Epcot?
Right.
Like if you're building this anyways, why don't you just build everything twice? And
my thought about Coco and the boat ride in Epcot is that, if you look at the queue for the Three Amigos or whatever it is, the cup, whatever they are, there's not a queue for it.
Right.
The queue is inside and it's short. Like it's, they don't have, and I think that's the issue of why they've hesitated, because they'd have to redo to build a queue for it.
The whole pavilion.
I mean,
yeah.
With with the Frozen, Maelstrom used to have a wait. Like, I remember waiting for Maelstrom. Like, I remember we went with friends in 2008 and we waited a good hour for Maelstrom. So, you know, they had, it had the infrastructure for the queue, whereas the Caballeros ride doesn't. So I think that's the reason why.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but this is cool. I mean, it's, you know, it's something different. I do think Coco is a fun movie, yep, and the concept of it is going to be fun. So I think that could be fun boat ride. And then, two Avengers Campus rides. They announced that the size of Avengers Campus will double from its existing size, and they're putting in the one ride that has changed like about five times so far is now called Avengers Infinity Defense. It is going to be a what appears to be a motion simulator ride of sorts. They showed the ride vehicle at D23. And it's going to be where you will enter the multiverse to battle King Thanos. You go to Wakanda, you go to New York City, you go to, I don't know where else, but so very Avengers. that's supposed to be the big e-ticket that they've been talking about for, I feel like that they announced this in the 2019 D23, so...
Yeah.
At the time, they called it a Quinjet ride, which it is not. But you know, I think that was so that's been around for a while, and it's coming. But again, no dates. And then they also mentioned Stark Flight Lab, which looks like a Kuka arm, which is, if you think about Forbidden Journey at Harry Potter, that's a Kuka arm ride.
Yep.
So it looks like that, except it would be a two-person vehicle, and they mentioned that Robert Downey Jr. will be playing Tony Stark for the attraction. It was hard to tell if they were moving arms, and exactly how it was going to work. It kind of looked from the concept art like part of it was going to be outside, which I guess you can do in California. I certainly couldn't do it in Florida, but, so I guess we'll see. Again, none of that really given dates. So, I feel like some of this, particularly the Avatar Land, is probably really part of Disneyland Forward. They did not mention Disneyland Forward anywhere, but I don't know where else they put an Avatar Land, over there, because there isn't space, right?
Yeah.
Nope. So that almost has to start coming into that new area that they're planning to put attractions. The Avengers Campus, there's a little more space there, and I can see where they're going to squeeze those two rides in over on that side. But I think the Avatar Land's going to have to go like behind the Pixar Pier area and kind of by the Pixar Hotel, which will
I got nothing for you.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's where Disneyland Forward is going. Like, if you think about it, it's like kind of either side of the Disneyland Hotel, and the Pixar Pier or Pixar Place Hotel is part of that too. So I think it's just going to extend, again, if you think about where like Incredicoaster is and that whole area, mm-hmm. I think it kind of goes behind that. I think that's the only way to do it. So, so you think these are all going to happen, or a bit of a stretch?
I think the Coco one is the first one that made me kind of question it, just because of the timing, where maybe it'll happen, but maybe it'll happen differently, or maybe it, but I mean, I think Coco's overdue for a ride.
Yeah.
That's the only one that kind of seemed a little more blue sky for me, just because of the date that they said it was going to be. But that's it. But other than that, I mean, I don't go to Disneyland enough. I've only been twice in recent years, but I think it's all good stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Then lastly, we're not going to go into the international parks. I feel like our show doesn't really spend a lot of time on that. But
and we don't want to be jealous.
Well, I think this is one. I think this is one time we maybe wouldn't be too jealous. You know, I don't need a frozen land in Florida. So I'm good with the ride. That's all I need. But Disney Cruise Line, a couple minor announcements. That stage show on the Disney Destiny will be a Hercules show. One on the Disney Treasure will be called Tales of Moana. The big thing was that they announced 4 new ships will be added to the fleet between 2027 and 2031 for a total of 13 ships in the Disney Cruise Line fleet. And I wonder about this, because is there the market for?
Yes. Yes.
You think so?
There is. Yes, there is. Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. And I can tell you this because, you know, Disney prices are still the highest. Now, Royal Caribbean is starting to get closer, but Royal Caribbean, their prices have really gone up, especially with their new ship, Icon, and the Star, Utopia. Yeah. So their prices are now, for those newer ships, are borderlining Disney.
Are
so
really
a lot of people, yeah. So now we're going for spring break. We're going on one of the older ships. Now, older being Freedom, which is still, I think, came out in, you know, like 2007, 2008. So it's not that old. Mm-hmm. But in terms of ship, it's an older ship. So, but that's fine. But those people that are looking at Icon or Utopia or Wonders of the Seas, the new ships, they're like, well, this is just as expensive as Disney, I'm just going to go on Disney. So that's what I'm seeing because I belong to a couple cruise groups for Royal Caribbean and for Disney. And some people are pricing them out. And a lot of times Disney is coming out cheaper, like especially for Icon or Star of the Seas, which are the two big new ships.
Gotcha.
So there is definitely a market. And what they're going to be doing is, like, if you look at the Destiny, I'm really thrilled about the Destiny because the Destiny is going to be stationed here permanently in Fort Lauderdale.
Yep.
So that's, you know, it's just that for a long time, they're rotating the ships to, you know, Fort Lauderdale. There were some times here, one in Miami. Now that's they built a port in Fort Lauderdale, you know, so maybe they'll have two week long trip like cruises, because you have right now it's only the Fantasy that does week longs.
Right.
You know, what's very common, like with Royal Caribbean or other cruise lines, is they'll have 2 week long, one just leaves on Saturday and one leaves on Sunday.
Right.
Gotcha. And one does Eastern and one does Western, and they rotate. So it's Eastern 1 week, Western the 1 week. And then they rotate where they leave on Saturday and then Sunday. So I think that's what they'll do. But then they also might put one, you know, on the West Coast or up in New York.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, there's going to be the really big one that was, I think it's the Adventure.
The Adventure is going to be in Europe. Yep.
In Singapore.
Asia.
Singapore.
Right.
Asia.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So I think that's what they're doing, where it's not like there's going to be 13 ships in Port Canaveral. That's right. Not happening.
Oh, I never thought that. Yeah.
But I think a lot of people think that. A lot of people that don't really understand, they think that, and that's not what they're doing. It's just that I definitely think there's a market for it, for sure.
Okay.
And they could put one in San Juan and then have the longer cruises. You could do a 10-day cruise or go deeper into the Caribbean.
Yeah, you
because
go
right
Caribbean.
Now they're just doing the Eastern or the Western Caribbean, and it would be nice when you can go further into the Caribbean and see some of the other islands.
Or having like one cruise do Southern Caribbean from Miami or Fort Lauderdale and do 8 or 9 night cruises to the Southern Caribbean. Yeah, it's just going to open a lot more opportunities for them, and you know, I'm excited. Like, again, having the Destiny in our home port is going to be fantastic, because you see the pricing is still like I said, it's especially on the older ships, which are the Disney and the Wonder, which I still love, you know, because cruising a ship that's 25, 26 years old from Disney is not like cruising on a 25 or 26 year old ship on Royal Caribbean.
Right.
It's night and day. Night and day. So, it also just means that the other ships are probably going to be more affordable, which will open up cruising to a lot more people who want to experience Disney Cruise Line.
Well, I guess that's the one thing I was wondering is, would it make some of the older ships more affordable. Because
Totally.
The reason it came to me is my wife and I were talking this morning, and she's like, "Well, you know, I know Disney's expensive, but maybe we could do a Caribbean or not a Caribbean, sorry, a Mediterranean cruise on Disney. That would be really cool." And I was like, "Yeah, let me price it out. Oh yeah, Disney Cruise Line starts at $4,500. Royal Caribbean starts at $1,200 per person." I'm like, I'm not spending $9,000, you know.
And honestly, going in the Mediterranean, I don't think it's worth it, because we did one Mediterranean cruise on Royal Caribbean. Mm-hmm. I have no pictures from the ship. No pictures, not one picture from the ship.
Right.
And because you're just never on the ship. It's really a mode of transportation to get you from port to port. So I would not spend, unless it was affordable or it was part of an, or you live there or something, I would not, you know, travel to Disney, because I think a lot of it would be lost. Or you had little, like you had a reason to do a Disney cruise line, but other than that, I think it's lost.
It just does seem like a fast expansion to me. I mean, because right now they're at 6 ships, right?
They're at five.
Five.
They have they have five right now. They have four in that are in development or close to being released, and then there's four more. So this is going to bring it up to 13.
Right, and I mean that just seems very. I mean they must feel confident, but it just seems very fast in 2024 to go from in 7 years to go from 4 to 13. I mean you're essentially tripling your fleet, and I
think they see the numbers and they're confident.
They must feel confident, but I guess what I'm thinking is, like, I wonder if this actually happens as fast as what they, you know.
I could see maybe what the last like 12 and 13 maybe being
stretched
32 and 33, but I have no doubt that they will happen. I honestly, I'm surprised it's taken this long. I think they've kind of worked to perfect the cruising industry, and I think they really have it now down to a science, and I think that this is definitely where they see the most opportunity for growth, because you know with the parks there's only to build a park is a lot harder, I think, and there's a lot more, it's a lot quicker return on investment with a cruise.
True.
Plus, with a cruise where you're getting your crew from is overseas. So there are a lot of people who are looking for those jobs. We're build another park, try and find the people in Florida to staff that park.
Yeah, no, it totally makes more sense to focus their development on the cruising.
And there's so many ports out there where they can put ships. You said, New York is a nice place for one. Out in California would be a nice place. And go back into Asia could stand to have another two ships.
Yeah,
and also the Alaska.
You might see Asia move up to like 3 or 4 ships just dedicated to Asia.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
And they'll use them. I mean, they'll be booked like crazy.
And you think about like Alaska in the summer, that's a huge industry. Yep. Right now they only have one ship out there. They could easily put two. Yep. They could easily put the Wonder and the Magic out there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
All right. Well, I think we should wrap up though, I think.
Totally. Yes. Yeah. I think, it's like, I think this is our first one that we've hit over an hour, right? Yeah. So, I think this is, I'm all very excited. Thank you for keeping me in the loop. So as I prepare my son to enter third grade tomorrow, it was very, very helpful. Yeah. It's very exciting. Yeah. Now we have official grades. So now it gets real. Yeah. I don't know how it is in other states, but in Florida, grades don't really start until third grade. So, but very exciting. And I mean, it's all exciting news. And I still won't be renewing my annual pass, but maybe I'll be getting an annual pass in 2025 or 2026. So.
Yeah, there's still plenty of time for changes. I mean, nothing, you know, we always talk about moving dirt, shovels in the ground. So let's see that happen. But I think a lot of this is, I think a lot of this is genuinely coming. It's just, will it come exactly as, and when will it be done?
And so I did touch on my trip really quick. I did just want to say I absolutely loved Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. Now, there are obviously some technical issues that are still happening. It did go down the day that we were there, but I didn't expect to love it as much as I did. And we did get to ride it twice. And even my husband, who was, you know, kind of a curmudgeon in regards to this, he was not happy with the Splash Mountain change. He said, I have to admit it's better. He goes, I reluctantly really like it. So it's a fun ride. It's fun. So I just want to add that. But so anybody, you know, hopefully they'll work out the kinks that's going on. So, but I just did want to say that. Anything else to add before we sign off?
Nothing here.
No, and just thanks to any listeners that you know, usually we're like 30, 40 minutes. So thank you for sticking with us and listening to us talk about all this news, because it was really a lot. Especially as said, go back. I'm sure no one's going to do it, but go back and listen 2 years ago. And we're like, well, there's there's this kind of.
I don't even remember it, to be honest. I don't. Yeah, it was kind of.
I don't think they actually said anything for sure. Tiana's. I think that was the one thing they were talking about. But yeah, there was, you know, they talked about the Animal Kingdom one just as like a, you know, maybe Moana would go here or maybe Encanto would go here, but they weren't specific about anything. So it's nice having like actual news. It's nice having Florida beat Disneyland for a change in terms of D23 announcements. So that was fun.
Well, before we go, we want to give a shout out and thank you to our three sponsors, DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monero Financial for their continued support of the My DVC Points platform. And with that, I will say see you real soon, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member service